The Three Little Builder Pigs, written by Margaret Wang, illustrated by Eloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Clara Criado Escriva, accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs named Anthony, Amanda, and Charles. They came from a family of builders and loved to create new buildings. One fine spring morning, the three cerditos went outside to check the weather.
La primavera is here. What's the weather like?
Asked Anthony.
It smells like it might rain later, said Charles, sniffing the air.
Juvia? Oh, well, it's still a good day for building, Amanda said.
Thinking of la primavera, the three cerditos went inside to get dressed.
I'm wearing wellies,
said Charles, pulling on his botas de agua.
Yo llevo a raincoat,
said Anthony, putting on un chubasquero.
I'll bring an umbrella, said Amanda, grabbing un paraguas.
So los tres cerditos stepped outside with their botas de agua, chubasquero y paraguas, ready to build. They took a large cardboard box and cut holes in the sides, taped up the flaps, and raised a sail made from an old bedsheet. In no time at all, they had built a boat.
I live on un barco,
Anthony declared.
We live on un barco,
Amanda corrected her brother.
Where is shipmate Charles?
Anthony shrugged. Their little brother was always wandering off.
Never mind, Captain Amanda said. Anchors away. First mate, Anthony.
Aye, aye, Captain,
Anthony said. Small droplets of water fell on the sail. Then there was the light pitter-patter of rain on el barco.
Está lloviendo, Captain Amanda said. Keep sailing.
But la lluvia fell harder, and el barco began to fill with water.
It's a good thing we have our botas de agua to keep our feet dry,
said Captain Amanda, as the water burst through the seams of El Barco. As quickly as the spring shower had started, la lluvia stopped, and it was sunny again. But the damage to El Barco was done.
She was a fine vessel, Captain Amanda said, lowering her paraguas.
Shipmate Charles appeared from nowhere and patted his sister on the back. First mate Anthony nodded.
Let's build again in the summer.
One clear summer morning, los tres cerditos went outside to check el tiempo.
El verano is here. What's el tiempo like?
Anthony asked.
It smells hot and sunny.
Charles frowned, sniffing the air.
Calor? Sol? Oh well, it's still a good day for building,
Amanda said, thinking of el verano. Los tres cerditos went inside to get dressed.
I'm wearing shorts,
said Anthony, jumping into his pantalones cortos.
Yo llevo sunglasses, said Amanda,
popping on some gafas de sol.
Don't forget sunscreen,
said Charles, covering himself in crema solar. So los tres cerditos stepped outside with their pantalones cortos, gafas de sol y crema solar, ready to build. They brought out their buckets and spades and went to work on the beach. In no time at all, they had built a fabulous castle.
Yo vivo en un castillo,
Anthony declared.
Nosotros vivimos en un castillo,
Amanda corrected her brother.
Where is Squire Charles?
Asked Sir Anthony. Lady Amanda looked through her gafas de sol and shrugged.
Their little brother was always wandering off. Although their castillo was wonderfully built and very grand, it didn't give los cerditos any shade at all.
By midday, Charles was back, and all three were sweating in el sol de verano.
Maybe we should put on more crema solar,
said Sir Anthony.
It doesn't matter how much crema solar we put on, said Lady Amanda. Hace calor.
Hace demasiado calor y demasiado sol,
Squire Charles said. Sir Anthony had to agree.
Let's build again in the autumn.
One crisp morning in otoño, los tres cerditos went outside to check el tiempo.
El otoño is here. ¿Qué tiempo hace?
Asked Anthony.
It might get windy later, said Charles,
sticking his tongue out to taste the air.
Viento? Oh well, it's still a good day for building,
Amanda said. Thinking of el otoño, los tres cerditos went inside to get dressed.
Yo llevo boots,
said Charles, jumping into his botas.
Yo llevo a jacket,
said Amanda, putting on her chaqueta.
Yo llevo a hat,
said Anthony, popping on un gorro. So los tres cerditos stepped outside in their botas, chaquetas y gorros, ready to build. They brought out long broomsticks, mop handles and old bedsheets. In no time at all, they had built a teepee.
Yo vivo en un teepee,
Anthony declared.
Nosotros vivimos en un teepee,
Amanda corrected her brother.
¿Dónde está Charles?
Anthony shrugged.
Never mind, he said.
Their little brother was always wandering off.
It's getting windy. Let's go inside our teepee.
Amanda gathered sticks into a pile and pretended to start a fire.
I've got the marshmallows,
Charles said, appearing from nowhere. As los cerditos enjoyed their marshmallows, el viento grew stronger and stronger. It whooshed through the tree branches and rattled the walls of El Tipi. Then el viento blew so hard that it tore El Tipi down.
That's a lot of huffing, Amanda said.
And puffing,
Charles agreed. Anthony nodded.
Let's build again in the winter.
One cloudy morning in invierno, los tres cerditos went outside to check el tiempo.
El invierno está aquí. ¿Qué tiempo hace?
Asked Anthony.
There's snow outside, said Charles. That means it must be cold.
Nieve y frío? Oh well, it's still a good day for building, Amanda said.
Thinking of el invierno, los tres cerditos went inside to get dressed.
Yo llevo gloves and a scarf, said Charles,
pulling on a pair of guantes and winding una bufanda around his neck.
Yo llevo a warm coat, said Amanda,
wrapping herself up in un abrigo.
Yo llevo a warm hat,
said Anthony, popping un gorro on his head. So los tres cerditos stepped outside in their guantes, bufandas, gorros y abrigos, ready to build. Anthony marked out a large circle. Then los tres cerditos began to pile up snowballs. In no time at all, they had built an igloo.
Yo vivo en un igloo,
Anthony declared.
Nosotros vivimos en un igloo,
Amanda corrected her brother.
¿Dónde está Charles?
Anthony asked. Amanda shrugged. Their little brother was always wandering off. Outside el igloo, the bright sol de invierno was shining. So Anthony and Amanda set off on an expedition. They trekked round and round el igloo until they saw a large, lumpy snow monster wearing a scarf.
We found, Amanda started.
The abominable snow pig,
Anthony shouted.
They rushed back into El Igloo as fast as they could.
I hope Charles is okay, said Amanda.
I'm fine,
said Charles, wandering back into the igloo covered in snow.
But está nevando again.
And my bottom is cold,
Amanda said, sitting on a snow bench. Anthony had to agree.
Let's go home.
On their way home, Charles made them walk around the house to the back garden. There they saw a small, simple playhouse made of solid wood. Amanda smiled.
Is this where you've been wandering off to? It's perfect, Charles.
Anthony agreed.
Yes, great build, Cerdito. This is the Three Pigs Playhouse, Charles declared. We can plan all our buildings here even when llueve en primavera, hace calor en verano, hace viento en otoño o nieva en invierno.
Glossary. Abrigo. Coat. Barco. Boat. Botas. Boots. Botas de agua. Wellies. Bufanda. Scarf. Calor. Hot. Castillo. Castle. Chaqueta. Jacket. Chubasquero. Raincoat. Crema solar. Sunscreen. Demasiado. Too much. ¿Dónde está Charles? Where is Charles? Está aquí. He, she, it, is here. Está lloviendo. It's raining. Está nevando. It's snowing. Frío. Cold. Gafas de sol. Sunglasses. Gorro. Hat. Guantes. Gloves. Hace calor. It's hot. Hace viento. It's windy.
Iglú.
Iglú.
Invierno. Winter. Llueve. It's raining. Lluvia. Rain. Los tres cerditos.
The three little pigs.
Nieva. It's snowing. Nieve. Snow. Nosotros vivimos en.
We live in.
Otoño. Autumn. Pantalones cortos. Shorts. Primavera. Spring. ¿Qué tiempo hace?
What's the weather like?
Sol. Sun. Tiempo. Weather. Tipi.
Tipi.
Paraguas. Umbrella. Verano. Summer. Viento. Wind. Yo llevo. I'm wearing. Yo vivo en.
I live in.
Yo vivo en un castillo.
Yo vivo en un iglú.
Yo vivo en una casa. Yo vivo en una casa.
Yo vivo en un iglú.
Yo vivo en un castillo.
Yo vivo en un iglú.
Yo vivo en un apartamento.
Yo vivo en un barco.
Yo vivo en un iglú. Yo vivo en un barco.
Yo vivo en un castillo.
Yo vivo en un apartamento.
Yo vivo en una casa.
Yo vivo en un iglú.
Yo vivo en un apartamento.
Yo vivo en una casa.
Activity time. Go through your activity book, and when you get to this exercise, where do you live? We're going to have some fun. Now, skip to the end of the audiobook and mark where each pig says they live with a circle. For example, if a pig says he lives in a castle, draw a circle on it. When you've finished, write how many pigs live in each place. Then follow the instructions about turning your circles into little pigs. So on this page, we have a red boat, a green castle, a blue igloo, a yellow house, and a purple apartment block. How many pigs live in El Castillo?
El barco. El iglú. El apartamento. La casa.
Now this is the fun part. You can turn your circles into cerditos. There are three steps. With your circle, which is step number one, you have already drawn this. Step number two, you just need to draw a smaller oval circle in the middle and two pointy ears on each side of the bigger circle. Then step three, draw in some eyes and colour in the nose. It's a happy pig.